Now I'll call the order. During the current public health emergency, the district boardroom will not be open to the public as authorized by California Governor Newsom's Executive Order N-08-21, paragraph 42. Because of the current emergency situation, the district boardroom will not be open to the public, and one or more of the district board of directors will be participating in the meeting via teleconference. Members of the public may attend the meeting via the live stream video on the district's website at hvlcsd.org. To join this meeting, select the July 2021 Board of Directors meeting and select Join Microsoft Teams meeting and select Join on the web instead. Please submit your comments to pquadras@hvlcsd.org or mail the comments to the attention of Administrative Services Manager, Hidden Valley Lake Community Service District, 19400 Hartman Road, Hidden Valley Lake, California. Comments can be addressed by the board president as related to the agenda item or during the public comment. Would we please stand for a Pledge of Allegiance and flag the room behind us?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Betty, would you call the roll, please?
Dr. Brown?
Here.
Dr. Grice?
Here.
Dr. Lieberman?
Here.
Dr. Miller?
Here.
Director Freeman?
Here. Motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All right. Then call the roll.
Dr. Brown?
Yes.
Dr. Grice?
Yes.
Dr. Miller?
Yes.
Dr. Lieberman?
Yes.
Dr. Freeman?
Yes. All right. It's consent calendar. Motion to approve consent calendar minutes of June 15th. And disbursements checks for $341,000 plus.
Oh, I just have one comment. It's a small issue, but on the regular board meeting minutes, the public hearing for the water shortage says that the public hearing was opened at 7:33 and closed at 7:24.
Hmm.
So.
You work fast. So 7:34?
I know it's a small point.
Thank you. Are there any other comments before we approve the consent calendar? And then motion to approve?
So moved.
Okay.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Manny?
Dr. Brown?
Yes.
Dr. Grice?
Yes.
Dr. Lieberman?
Yes.
Dr. Miller?
Yes.
Dr. Freeman?
Yes. Board reports. Item 6. Finance Committee. Mr. Graves.
We met last week. Discussed a number of topics which are on the agenda tonight. And we have some recommendations which we'll probably make as we discuss those issues.
Okay.
This evening. Do you have anything else?
No, I think you hit it. Okay. You guys actually have microphones over here and here, and I will pass this along as well. So when you want to speak, just pick up the microphone and you can speak so that folks at home can hear us.
This sure.
Is on, right? All right. Okay. Personnel committee?
No meeting.
No meeting. Okay. Emergency preparedness committee?
We did not meet. We expect to meet shortly.
Like water use agreement ad hoc?
No.
And train ad hoc?
No discussion.
Well, we did meet, and Michael Day had some proposals for a development agreement. There were some changes to the proposed program.
Hold that a little bit closer to the
okay. We're not able to discuss them in open session, but Director Brown and I discussed this and agreed that we should probably have a closed session to go over some of the new information appropriate closed session.
Right.
All right, Valley Oaks Project Subcommittee?
Nothing.
You guys meeting shortly?
Yeah, you know,
He's got some issues to take care of.
Yeah, Porter reached out, and he's going to be unavailable, and so for probably about 10 days, and then he's wanting to get together.
Okay.
So at that time, I just told him to go ahead and get ahold of us, and then we'll schedule an appropriate meeting.
Okay, staff reports, financial report. Anybody have any questions about it? Now's the time.
Well, then our numbers went up a little bit on delinquency.
They did, but with the executive order lifted, we can begin locking off in October, so hopefully we're going to see those declining very quickly.
I was quite surprised what jumped up from over 90 days.
Yep, those numbers are getting big.
Yep.
But there are liens on those properties as well.
Better have the money.
Yeah, and on our bill back, it's already stating that disconnects are coming.
When?
As of October 1st.
October 1st, all right, so that's a magic date in which we will...
We have the teeth again.
Okay. The last time you sent out the letter and you got a good response back, might we want to send out another letter just reminding that October 1st is the date where if you aren't paid up, we'll start processing?
We are getting a reminder in the delinquent bills when they go, starting last month, so every month we'll get a reminder.
Okay.
Are we prepared on the 1st to lock off?
Yeah, we will be prepared to lock off on the 1st, correct.
Okay, so everyone that's beyond that, whatever our terms, the 90 days, I assume, theirs will be shut off by the afternoon of the 1st?
Well, not on the 1st, that's the official day, it'll be the 14th.
Right, yeah, yeah, we have to...
Door knockers 10 days before.
Oh, okay, that's why I was asking, the process, okay.
Yeah, the process will begin.
Okay.
And the day that we can actually lock off, anybody that has not paid will be locked off.
On the 14th or something like that?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
All right, so October 14th is the actual lockoff, would begin, the lockoffs would begin?
Yes.
Okay.
And then after the, after the water meters are locked off, if the customer brings their bill current and pays what's due, how long of a wait is it for them to get their water back on?
Well, typically what the policy states is we lock off in the morning, everything goes out at about 8 a.m. We're typically done with lockoffs by noon. The guys have their lunch, and then after 1 p.m., anybody that's paid is being unlocked, and it goes in the order that they paid. But I can guarantee you that everybody that's paid, at the end of that night, they will be restored service, nobody's going to be left wanting service for the next day if they paid that day.
Really? Drag us out this long and we're going to respond that quick?
We always have.
Wow.
I think we like our money.
I like our money too, but it should be a little painful since we've had to endure the pain.
Well, some people, you know, even though they pay at 9, they think we should come out right away, so for them to hear they have to wait till 1, it's painful for them.
And we used to go that way.
Yeah.
We would, you know, somebody would pay, we were backtracking to go unlock.
Crazy.
And we did away with that policy, you know, the field staff had had enough of jumping through hoops for customers that they had all this time to pay, you know? So we created that policy where at least it's after we're done locking everybody off, it's the order that you come in.
So you can avoid that whole thing by paying your bill ahead of that time, that way you don't have to wait in line to get your water back on?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think we're better than some other water companies in the area. Recently heard, just last week, that there are several that like to close, lock off on Friday afternoon, and their phones are unavailable until Monday morning. That used to be a practice here for a while, and luckily we got it stopped. Understood. It's understandable.
Yeah.
That's painful.
Yeah, that is an industry standard, yeah. Or was.
Well, they were trying to get people to comply because all of that word got out. You know, you're going to get locked off on a Friday, and you're not going to be without a weekend.
We're not going to accommodate your needs.
Yeah, it didn't always work so well.
Yeah. Opens you up to issues.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm glad. I like that policy. We'll look for October 14. In the meantime, I'm assuming that since they're all going to be notified between now and October, we've got plenty of notification.
Yep.
It's not like they don't know they owe it.
No, okay. No, we've been sending every message possible.
Okay. Are you accruing interest?
10%.
Yeah.
10%?
For that current month, and then it's 1.5
for the year. Oh, okay. Good.
All right. Okay. Any other questions on the financial report? All right, hearing none, administration and customer service report, we basically covered Aqua State Ledge.
So we are still working on opposing SB 222. That one would create the Water Affordability Assistance Program. Unfortunately, it was moved in the Assembly Utilities and Energy Committee. So it's just more reaching out to any members that represent us when the future committees that they go to. It's kind of in the hands of Aqua as well. Hopefully they can push for more amendments, but that's all we can really do at this point. And then SB 323 is a good bill. That one is sponsored by Aqua. That one would make it so that people would not be able to sue us after 120 days of implementing a new rate structure. So as of now, they could sue us for things that we implemented 5 years ago, which is not good for a stream of income. And that one, as far as what I've heard, it's been gaining a lot of support, and it's currently in the Assembly Appropriations Committee. So that's it.
Okay. Anybody have any questions for Hannah regarding the some of the highlights that she did during the month? Field operations report. Anybody have any questions on that? Notice that we're continuing to use the correct amount of recycled water on the golf course. Love to see that. Probably continue for all summer. Okay, beyond that, projects update. Is Alyssa around?
Unfortunately, no, Alyssa's not going to make it tonight.
Okay. So if you notice that some of the project update, if you just read the little square on the to the right of the chart, you'll see some of the things that have been going on, debris removal and generators, there was a recovery transition meeting, which is the final FEMA meeting on the disaster that took place. There are Unit 9 tank, stays about the same. Generators, submitted to 4 new docks. We've got some funds coming on that. There were some additional files that needed support. And on defense space, the ignition resistance construction, there will be an on-site project walkthrough with the tribal leader at the end of this month. The camera view of Meadow View North didn't reveal any damage, so that was good. Dennis, I guess my question on the Unit 9 tank, we're still moving forward on that, and it looks like quite a few things have been going on for in the beginning of this month.
Yeah, we are, and that's going to be discussed here later in the agenda as well. We're looking to move forward with that to keep those state funds, because we could lose them. We're coming up in our, the time, that 18 months that we were still pending these federal funds from FEMA on their match, but we still have to move forward so we're compliant. Plus, we're trying to get the match for DWR funds as well on that. So.
Okay. And on flashes, we've got that to contend with a little bit later. The drought, interesting, looks like Lake County Transit has put some messages on the side of their buses. They now have created a cohesive message, messaging itself. NICE is in dual language. We would urge that our ratepayers try to conserve. The governor has said he suggested a 15% conservation rate. We'll see how that goes. We did pretty good at the last drought. We did very well. We got our 25% where we needed to. Perhaps we'll have some equal success this time, this go around. And then the manual you guys are working on, that's coming up as well. Okay, you want to go over the project manager's report? It's on page 59, anybody following?
Were you talking to me?
Yeah.
The project's the general manager's report?
Please.
Okay, yeah. So basically, we all know that there's, you know, in the COVID world, that Delta variant that we're looking at, we're, you know, we're staying on top of that, seeing in regards to where that's going to go. You know, basically, those will be mandated guidelines that will be passed down to us. As far as the budget goes, that's coming up to a wrap up, but that'll be, you know, the final part of that budget will end up in that audit that'll be later on this year. The drought, I know that that's what the governor's stating as far as the voluntary percentage of 15%, but there again went back out to our well field, did our drawdowns, and we look very good. Nothing has varied. We even look better than we have in some of the past. So.
That's good to hear.
Yeah. So yeah. I'm not too worried about this drought for right now.
Good.
You know, to be honest with you. Obviously, we have two new employees this month, a part-time permanent employee, Melanie, and then a full-time employee, utility tech, Matthew. Is his name? I'm not sure if any of you have met him yet.
No.
Okay. Both very nice, so very excited to have them on board. I am sad to say that Brandon left the district, and it was, you know, a change in life. He wanted to be closer to family, so we're wishing him the best. We're going to miss him. He definitely, you know, stated that he's going to miss us. So.
Yeah.
Really liked everybody here. Loved it. Love the place, so. But you know, we also just couldn't really take California and be away from the family.
And will that position be filled?
Yeah, and you know, me and Barry are going to hold off for right now because we got two people that are working on that. One of them's very close, and the other one's close to the position that would fill the operator one. So we'd probably just go back out. We're going to wait a few months. We have already started tackling the water meters. The guys out in the field have, and they're all pretty kicking butt, okay? So we're gonna kind of hold off on that position to try to promote within and then hire another utility tech.
Nice.
You do see that I put in here a little blurb about the flashes. Just to stay within, you know, because the attorney was pretty adamant about, you know, some of the stuff that we could really say. So I still wanted to put something in there. I really wanted to have something this month on a closed meeting and that. And we were just advised pretty much not to have that right now. So glad that all this is. But looking forward to this kind of, you know, seeing where we're going to go.
Cool.
there anything anybody would like to ask on? There again, Valley Oaks project, you know, we're just waiting on Kemp for it.
Just curious, because you mentioned something at the Finance Committee meeting, I never even gave it a thought. Usually when you go through a town, you see round tanks of beer.
Right.
And one of the things you mentioned, well, it takes more electricity to get it up in the air. Yeah, so why not have a tank that's longer, just not as high? Good point. When you get to Unit 9, does that concept still fall in line? I mean, we had the round tank, but now we're looking at
250,000 gallons.
Right.
So equivalent to 500,000 gallons.
Okay. Are we looking at a tall tank? I was just curious. Are we looking at our...
Yeah, no, they would be your typical 20-foot tank.
Okay.
So, right. But yeah, not too tall.
Just something I had to give it a thought. And then just, right. You know,
well, it's something that we might well definitely, yeah, start thinking about for the, right, as far as engineering goes. Let's see.
Okay. Anybody have any other questions for the general manager?
What's the anticipated time frame on the printed circuit boards to arrive for the, you know, the radios for the meters that came
in? So I could guesstimate that, but I do know that there's a lot of there's a lot going out in the bay off the west coast with, you know, them piling up what would we call those transporters that come from different places. And I think we probably have radios sitting on some of those out there.
Did we get any in at all?
No, we haven't.
Okay.
So, thank you. But what I can tell you is if we're not going to get any soon, they're already looking at alternatives.
Just a follow-up question. To install those devices when they come in, how long does it take to do that?
It takes them about 2.5 minutes tops. You're lifting the lid. You'll slide it right on the fiberglass rod, clamp it in place, and it's a plug that just plugs in and twists, and you walk away. Yeah. There's nothing to it, and then it's activated. So once they get there, they're already, and then whatever the process, which training starts tomorrow on all that uploading and all that, but I don't see it. Once they got this process down, I don't see it taking long. As long as everything with COVID stays the way it is, I project we're going to have radios before the end of the year. So.
And so we're looking before the end of the year, about 600 new...
Yes.
Units. Yeah. Okay. Any other questions for the GM? If not, we will move along. Unit 9 tank project, page 65, if anybody's counting. And we're going to discuss the coastline proposal. Dennis.
Yeah, so I do we have that sheet? Because I can't see it from here. But basically, we're looking at...
You can't read that?
Yeah, that's fine. So this is the Unit 9 storage tank, and the next process that we need to go forward that is basically required by for the state funds that we've already been obligated to and that we have to use within the... So this will be their next phase of that. And it's not really the, what was it, the 100% of that. So they've dialed down some stuff to make it affordable for us at this point. I think one of the things that was mentioned is there wasn't going to be really any engineering on the foundation of the tank. That'll come later. So, but this is the next part of the funds that we need for matching funds. Keep moving this project forward.
Anybody have any
comments? It was mentioned in the Finance Committee meeting that we have to start moving forward on this to maintain the funds from the state.
Yeah, to maintain the budget, because we're on an 18-month period, so to maintain those, or we lose those funds. Federal funds should be coming in anytime, that's what we're being told, or the approval for that. So we're waiting upon, there's a couple of people that we've been poking the bear up in Lakeport, so we should know it anytime. And we were already told by one of the gentlemen from FEMA that they saw this as a good project.
All right, so the Finance Committee did recommend that we will go ahead with it. We are going ahead with it anyway, so it was just basically an update.
Yeah.
Okay, review and discuss generator project, the planning partners proposal. Financial impact of $6,794, that's it.
Right, so this is something that came up where there's more funds eligible for this, and to keep, you know, to get matching funds for this, this is the $6,000 that, it's roughly, it's just a little over $6,000 to go forward with getting that.
Your signing limit is what?
What's that?
Your signing limit on the check is what?
I think it's 15.
I think it's 15.
Yeah. We just wanted to bring it before the board to let you know that this, we're moving forward with this, because this looks good. You never, you know, I mean, we can't rely on the flashes. We want to definitely be prepared, so having generators in place. Now, they did dial down the scope of the generator, so it would only put two. It'd be here and the Green Ridge Booster Station, which we already still have a portable generator for the well field as of now. So then all we really need is two other generators if nothing else fell from the doors. So this would take care of two of the four that we actually need, but it would be the main two that we truly need.
And regarding the general manager's limit on signing off, we discussed this in the Finance Committee and thanked Dennis for bringing it to the committee and to the board to review. Thank you.
And can we back up a minute?
Yeah.
Can we vote on the Unit 9?
Yes.
Whether we were going to go ahead and...
Oh.
And minor detail.
Yes.
Sorry.
So, motion to approve the project as stated.
Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the project as stated. Penny, would you call the roll?
Dr. Brown?
Yes.
Dr. Grace?
Yes.
Dr. Lieberman?
Yes.
Dr. Miller?
Yes.
Dr. Freeman?
Yes. My mistake on that. Policy 3103, a holiday pay effective retroactive to February 18, 2020. Trish, what's all this about? We skip a day?
Yeah, skip Labor Day. You guys
want to
look up Labor Day or what around here?
No, it's called Labor Day.
It's called Labor Day. Yeah. So you work extra hard.
Was there any vote or decision on item number 10?
I didn't think it was needed because it's you know, well below his signing authority.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Although the Finance Committee did recommend it.
We did recommend it, yes. But, and as you said, thank you for bringing it to us. Okay. Any discussion on this?
We're just cleaning up. Labor Day was left out, so. You know, if this ever was to go to an audit, we'd want that holiday in there. It always has been in there. And this was, well, I guess there was a little bit of a crazy time going on, so it was just an overlook. So we wanted to bring it back, clean it up, and then, you know, move forward with it.
Who was just inadvertently left off the second time? Because in 2015, we approved it. Then when we came back and rewrote and revised, we left that one day off, just inadvertently. So I guess my question would be, going back to last year in September, were the employees paid for that, even though it was inadvertently left off?
Yes.
So we just need to correct.
Yeah.
Got it. Thank you.
So in other words, there's no financial impact of this, because we've already been impacted. Okay. Just want to clarify that.
What's the past tense of impact?
Yes, sir. Okay. So we need to vote on it. Do I have a motion to approve that? The revisions to policy 3103, holiday pay.
I have a motion to approve policy 3103, holiday pay, effective retroactive to February 18th of 2020.
Second.
Okay. Moved and seconded. Penny, would you call the roll?
Dr. Brown?
Yes.
Dr. Grace?
Yes.
Dr. Lieberman?
Yes.
Dr. Miller?
Yes.
Dr. Freeman?
Yes. Thank you. Okay. Last one on the agenda. Let's talk about earthquake insurance.
Holy cow. So, I have a question. So what exactly will it cover? Will it cover our infrastructure? Will it cover our water tanks?
It covers our buildings and grounds, and that's it.
Not the tank?
It would be anything, yeah. So it'd be infrastructure.
Okay, what is our deductible?
They didn't say much about a deductible.
No.
There was, to my knowledge, there is no deductible.
Really?
Well, there was nothing said about a deductible, and you think that would have to be right up front in the policy, I guess.
Well, earthquake usually has a larger deductible than anything.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Out of everything I insure, it's the largest.
Yeah, because, well, I have earthquake insurance through Earthquake California, I think it is.
Yeah.
And I don't have much of a deductible.
Well, you're the only one.
Cost is very minimal.
You're the only one.
Can I sign up as on your policy?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, well, then you know what? My oversight, I will get, but honestly, just looking at that, would it be worth it to us to have the earthquake insurance?
Well, my question is the total value is $13 million here.
Yeah.
$13.5. Is that the actual asset value that we have? Where'd they come up with 13?
You know, honestly, I don't even know where they came up with 13, but no, I don't think that that would be the asset value that we have.
I don't think so either.
It would be a little bit greater than that.
Certainly not the repair and replace asset value.
Right.
Okay.
But that would be on a catastrophic value.
Well, if you have an earthquake, it's kind of hard not to say catastrophic at the same time.
Well, yeah, but honestly, you lose a tank or so, then the $13 million.
Yeah, but this isn't just the tank or the treatment plant or anything like that.
No.
I mean, you're talking about the lines to all the whole area.
Yeah, exactly. Then it wouldn't be enough to cover.
And the other thing, I don't know if anybody's thinking about, if we lose a tank, what do you think the liability is going to be for the people downhill?
So we did ask that question.
Yeah.
I don't know why we didn't ask about the deductible, but we definitely asked that question.
So basically,
they have to have their insurance. It only covers us. Now, we do have liability in another policy.
Right.
So would that cover that? I assume that it would.
Yeah.
But that's just an assumption.
Having just before I walked in here looked at the update, it positively said in there doesn't cover the earthquake.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
What's that now?
Having looked at my policy,
because
I just had to upgrade,
because
they're changing things of how they do it, and
right. You
get to pick and choose a little bit, which is great.
We added
a few things. But it clearly stated in there, not for earthquakes.
Okay, so your policy states
that
your regular insurance policy, not the earthquake insurance policy.
Not being cleared.
Okay, so they're
it's two different deals, two different setups.
Okay.
And absolutely. So while I think $13,049,000 not a bad deal in a roundabout way.
Right.
But I don't think it's enough to cover.
No. It wouldn't be if we lost,
So, I mean, and that's where I think, gotta look at the policy better.
Right, okay.
I mean, while we're, we want the policy, I think, I mean, at least I like to say I.
Right. Well, I'm taking it that this policy covers us on an earthquake that may happen, may, you know, take this off its foundation. We're looking at one building because it hit within this line. But anything that, and you're gonna have several main lines just out here.
Yeah.
That you're gonna have to repair. So there, yeah, an assumption would be that that would cover it. But if it hit us system-wide, no, not at all.
Might there be, and I would think that FEMA would come in, the area would be declared a disaster. FEMA would come in and we'd be looking to FEMA to replace this.
Yeah.
Which I'm wondering if.
You don't wanna wait on them.
Well, we don't wanna wait on them, no, you can't.
You don't wanna wait on them.
But.
I'd rather pay more in the premium than wait on FEMA.
Well, we'll come back, we'll ask if there's actually something. And we do wanna look at some kind of umbrella clause too for next year. So we need to look at all that, we need to look really, really hard. So we'll get on the phone with them and we'll do that. We'll come back with something like this.
And now we're.
But I'm just afraid that it's gonna be $100,000 that we're gonna be looking at, over $100,000.
We only have till the end of July.
Well, she said we could get, so we talked about that because some of this stuff that we try to bring to you, they're wanting us to have it in before the actual board meeting. So they're willing to work with us.
And the longer we wait, the quote that they provided may not be valid. They'll have to reevaluate again.
And, I mean, our current liability policy is also through Sederma. So maybe we could also just ask them the question about downstream liability.
I would tend to think that they wouldn't cover the tank on the liability. They would not cover the damage to the tank, but they would cover the liability or the court liability, whatever it is, the suit, suing damage to homeowners.
We would hope so.
We would hope so, but we don't.
Yeah, on our liability.
On our liability point, yeah.
But not on our earthquake.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the earthquake.
Because the damage would be caused by the earthquake, not by the district.
That's a good point. We need to look at our policy. So if something happened to the tank now, our liability policy covers.
Right.
But if it was an earthquake, no. Yeah, okay, so I get that. So we need to look at what we can get that would actually cover even that downstream person if that tank collapsed in an earthquake.
Darn true. I didn't hear what you said.
The damage would be due to an earthquake, not from the district. The district didn't cause the damage, the earthquake did.
Right.
So the property owners would be responsible for the coverage through their own earthquake insurance. The earthquake insurance that the district would require, would cover district property, not downstream or other properties around.
Well, district property runs all the way to their driveway, to the meter.
Right.
So we'll check on it.
The other thing is, and this would be a far one, but is look at lost profits.
Right.
Ask them about that.
Okay.
I mean.
Right, makes sense.
You have to justify it and all that, which, that takes a little, but that, it's not that hard.
Right.
Here's what we were averaging, you gotta go back a few money, here's what we're averaging, so.
Right, this is what we've lost in revenue.
Right, because until you replace it, you're out the revenue, folks.
Exactly.
Not to mention the clients.
Right.
Our clients are gonna be a little upset about it.
Right, okay, we'll look at all that.
Okay, anybody have anything else to say about this wonderful? Yeah, district earthquake insurance. Hearing not any, hearing nothing. Let's move on to public comment. Any public?
We did.
I
Is there any comments from the public? You are able to unmute yourself if you wish to speak.
Done? Okay. Board comment.
Well, as always, I'd like to thank the staff for a good job.
Thank you.
And congratulations to Dominic on his move up to operator one. So always like to see an internal move. So very good.
No other comments?
Thank you. Okay.
Okay. Good job, guys. Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
See what time?
7:41.
I'm sorry, who first and second? I didn't hear you.
First, second. And all those in favor, raise your hand. Okay. We're adjourned. 7:42.
What am I going to do the rest of the night?
Watch the basketball.